Welcome to Take the 12. Congratulations on taking this step. I'm grateful to be able to share this step with you because our big book tells us in the first paragraph of chapter 7, Working with Others, quote, practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail, end quote. In this recording, I'll be reading content found in the step study at takethe12.org for step 11. The information shared here is just one AA member's personal experience and does not speak for any other member's experience or for AA itself. So, let's get started. From the foreword of the 12 and 12, it says this, AA's 12 steps are a group of principles spiritual in their nature which, if practiced as a way of life, can expel the obsession to drink and enable the sufferer to become happily and usefully whole. Step 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. With each step in this study, I've started off sharing what I tell each person I teach to take the steps, that one thing I learned about this step that was the most important thing to know. Now, remember, this is just my experience and may not be the experience of another member of the AA Fellowship. The one thing I need to know about step 11, talking and listening to God. The spiritual principle found in step 11 is awareness. And the reading assignment for this step is Big Book pages 85 through 88, and in the 12 and 12 pages 96 through 105. Because I believe that in each step there is something to surrender, here's what we'll be surrendering in step 11. My belief that meditation is hard and only for those more spiritual than myself. Here's the step summary. It was suggested in step 10 that we continue to look at ourselves and our missteps in the maintenance of our spiritual condition, all of this in an effort to become more alert to the causes and conditions that continue to cause our failure on any given day. Quote, after making a review, we ask God's forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures can be taken, end quote. Big Book, page 86, Into Action. This ask is done through prayer, and the response to our inquiry comes to us in meditation. It's been said that the simple definition of prayer is talking to God, and meditation is listening to God. At day's end, we look at where we've been resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid. We determine if we owe an apology to someone and make sure that it's not just kept to ourselves. We've determined if we were kind and loving toward all, or if we were thinking of ourselves most of the time instead of thinking of how we could be helpful to others. We take any discrepancies in our daily spiritual work to God and ask that we be forgiven for them. Then we get quiet, get still, and listen for God's direction for us on what our corrective measures should be. Now, a little bit about meditation. Many members of AA believe that God is found in the stillness, in the quiet. It's hard for us to be able to hear God's direction for us if our minds are still running 90 miles an hour. Quietening the noise that lives between our left ear and our right ear is part of the work we do to begin to listen, in meditation, for our corrective measures. Meditation has just a hard time of it for many of us, but it's really quite simple. Just get still. We can do that anywhere. It doesn't have to be on a mountaintop with our legs crossed and our fingers in the om position. It doesn't have to be with candles burning, soft music playing, and silence all around us. Oh, it can be those things, but it doesn't have to be. If perfectly aligned, it could be sitting on the New York City subway or even in the middle of Times Square. All it takes to meditate is the willingness to get still, get quiet wherever you are, and listen. For many, it comes in the form of a gut instinct, that deep inside knowing. Many an alcoholic have been led astray by following their heart and their head, but have found great release when following their gut. Deep inside, we know the direction God wants us to go, and when we listen to that direction, great events will come to pass for us. For those of us who've been around a while, we've tried to dispel some of the myths about our program of action. Here's a myth about step 11. There is a certain way to meditate. Not so. People all over the world have found that meditation is quite simple and gets easier with time when practiced in the way that works best for them. All right, let's take a look at inventory in the checklist for step 11. Taking a step displays a willingness to write inventory and allow it to surrender something within us. Write inventory on your most serious shortcomings around the practical application of this step in your life today. For example, how am I applying the principle found in this step to every moment in my life? First, in your personal relationships, describe in detail what your prayer and meditation practice looks like today and how you have applied the action of it in this area of your life. At work, same thing. Describe in detail what your prayer and meditation practice looks like today and how you've applied the action of it in this area of your life. And again, with God in AA. Describe in detail what your prayer and meditation practice looks like today and how you've applied the action of it in this area of your life. Now, with inventory, we typically find that it's about identifying shortcomings, as we said earlier. But in this case, we want to really look at how your prayer and meditation practice looks today. Share that with your sponsor. You'll be able to come up with some really great solutions on how it's working for you or if it can be working for you better. Here's the step checklist for step 11. Ask yourself these questions, and we are looking for yes or no answers here. 1, have you gone to God and asked for forgiveness of your wrongs done? 2, have you gone to God and asked to be made a channel of His peace? That where there is hatred, you may bring love. That where there is wrong, you may bring the spirit of forgiveness. That where there is discord, you may bring harmony. That where there is error, you may bring truth. That where there is doubt, you may bring faith. That where there is despair, you may bring hope. That where there are shadows, you may bring light. That where there is sadness, you may bring joy. To comfort others rather than to be comforted yourself. To understand rather than to be understood. To love rather than to be loved. 3, do you understand that it is by self-forgetting that you find? 4, do you understand that it is by forgiving that you are forgiven? 5, do you understand that it is by dying that you can awaken? And lastly, 6, after asking for God's direction, have you gotten quiet, still, and readied yourself to listen to God's direction? If you can answer yes to these questions, you've likely taken this step. And finally, I've chosen to put as the last word on each step that the only problem we ever really have is separation from God. When I find myself struggling in any way, I try and remember that it doesn't matter what the problem may look like. In every single case, the real problem is my thinking about that person, place, thing, or situation. When I can take the action needed to get right with God, I'm on the right track to ensuring that the personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism happens in my life. God bless.